Unit 1. Eat chocolate. It might be good for you. Chapter 1. The History of Chocolate.
The Theobroma cacao tree, to use its scientific name, provides us with one of the world's most delicious foods, chocolate. Theobroma is a Greek word meaning food of the gods. The tree originally comes from the Amazon region of South America. Hand-sized pods that grow on the tree contain cacao seeds, often called cocoa beans. These seeds, or beans, are used to make chocolate. The earliest use and consumption of cacao beans dates back to around 1000 BC. Later, the Mayan and Aztec civilizations consumed cacao as a drink. They often flavored it with ingredients such as chili peppers and other spices. It is believed that drinking cups of chocolate was important in Mayan rituals such as wedding ceremonies. Consuming cacao was also believed to have positive effects on health. In Peru, eating or drinking a mixture of chocolate and chili was said to be good for the stomach. The Aztecs thought it cured sicknesses such as diarrhea and believed it was an aphrodisiac. Their ruler, Montezuma, was said to have drunk 50 cups a day. Christopher Columbus, along with Spanish explorers, made his fourth voyage across the Atlantic in the early 1500s and arrived on the coast of Honduras. It was at this time that he first discovered the value of cocoa beans, which were used as currency in many parts of Central America. In the 16th century, chocolate was taken back to Spain by Hernando Cortés, another explorer. The Spanish people added ingredients such as sugar and vanilla to make it sweet. It later spread to France in the 17th century, after the marriage of Louis XIII to the Spanish princess Ana, who loved chocolate. The popularity of chocolate continued to spread further across Europe and the Americas. The only Asian country to adopt it at that time, though, was the Philippines, which the Spanish invaded in the 16th century. As chocolate became more popular, the demand for people to work on the cocoa plantations increased. Slaves were brought to the Americas from Africa to farm the cocoa. Eventually, the cacao tree was taken to Africa, and cultivation began there. Today, the African plantations provide almost 70% of the world's cacao, compared with 1.5% from Mexico. Who would have thought that chocolate candy bars had so much history?
Unit 1. Eat chocolate. It might be good for you. Chapter 1. The History of Chocolate.
The Theobroma cacao tree, to use its scientific name, provides us with one of the world's most delicious foods, chocolate. Theobroma is a Greek word meaning food of the gods. The tree originally comes from the Amazon region of South America. Hand-sized pods that grow on the tree contain cacao seeds, often called cocoa beans. These seeds, or beans, are used to make chocolate. The earliest use and consumption of cacao beans dates back to around 1000 BC. Later, the Mayan and Aztec civilizations consumed cacao as a drink. They often flavored it with ingredients such as chili peppers and other spices. It is believed that drinking cups of chocolate was important in Mayan rituals such as wedding ceremonies. Consuming cacao was also believed to have positive effects on health. In Peru, eating or drinking a mixture of chocolate and chili was said to be good for the stomach. The Aztecs thought it cured sicknesses such as diarrhea and believed it was an aphrodisiac. Their ruler, Montezuma, was said to have drunk 50 cups a day. Christopher Columbus, along with Spanish explorers, made his fourth voyage across the Atlantic in the early 1500s and arrived on the coast of Honduras. It was at this time that he first discovered the value of cocoa beans, which were used as currency in many parts of Central America. In the 16th century, chocolate was taken back to Spain by Hernando Cortés, another explorer. The Spanish people added ingredients such as sugar and vanilla to make it sweet. It later spread to France in the 17th century, after the marriage of Louis XIII to the Spanish princess Ana, who loved chocolate. The popularity of chocolate continued to spread further across Europe and the Americas. The only Asian country to adopt it at that time, though, was the Philippines, which the Spanish invaded in the 16th century. As chocolate became more popular, the demand for people to work on the cocoa plantations increased. Slaves were brought to the Americas from Africa to farm the cocoa. Eventually, the cacao tree was taken to Africa, and cultivation began there. Today, the African plantations provide almost 70% of the world's cacao, compared with 1.5% from Mexico. Who would have thought that chocolate candy bars had so much history?